Cause I'm constantly bleed, pus, tease, fucked. The seed must live and breathe lust, it needs cuffs. My heart is made of brimstone and Roscoe's chicken grease, a sickin' beast, kicking street with hot flows, ripping beats. White people love me, they say my rock show's freaking neat. Black people scared of me cause I pop those thiz and eat pigeon meat raw. I'm here to lead y'all to your free fall, deep in this abyss and heat. Oh, you thinking that's scary? I feel like planning a murdering spree, targeting everyone off in my Blackberry. Except for Murray and Biz, gotta hurry and get the tools for used fools and get to bury and shit. Snipe your ass then. Cook you, they wishing my life won't last. When I pass, friend, I'ma come back and hunt you as Michael Jackson.
Okay, yes, everything sounds good.
I didn't just record that. It's all good. You can have it.
Okay, you're tuned into KGLR 95.3 FM. I'm here with Tech 9.
KGLR, man. Tech 9, right here.
Right here, up on the bus. Nice bus, by the way.
Thank you, man. I think it was it Miley Cyrus's bus before it was mine?
No shit.
Whose it was? I forgot. Somebody's bus like that. Yeah, I think it was Henny Montani.
Henny Montani's bus.
Yeah.
I can only wonder what depraved things might have happened when it was under her possession.
Just imagine what happens when I'm in it.
Right.
Miley Cyrus would be appalled. No, I'm joking.
All right. First off, simple questions. You know, what's new? What's new? What's going on with you?
What's new, man? This KOD thing that just came out a couple days ago, man. My album, my darkest album yet.
Did you actually release? Because when we had talked to you last time, you said you were going to have like a little contest to see who could guess.
Yeah, we did, man. A female in, where's she from? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her name was Samantha K.
Nice.
She was the name we drew from the raffle.
Right.
Out of the million people who guessed King of Darkness.
King of Darkness.
Yeah. So they get to fly with a friend.
Nice.
To Kansas City, sit down and eat some Kansas City barbecue with me.
Nice.
Straight to the hotel, get dressed, straight to VIP, see the show, possibly be on stage with me during I'm a Player, you know, just doing it real big, Tech 9 style.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed at Red Rocks, you were playing the Red Rocks show. You had all those girls come out for like 10 seconds or something. Were they like contest winners or something? We were trying to guess. We didn't know what the hell that was.
No, they just happened to be girls that were backstage.
That were just dancing.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we pull them up. You know what I mean? We happen to do Areola and they'll flash.
That song's hilarious.
I know it is hilarious. It was a joke.
Right.
And it turned into one of our big hits.
Right.
That's like the new I'm a Player.
Right.
That's crazy. It's good for us because what happens when you do that song, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Areola. Ooh, Areola. Right.
There's one. There's two.
Yeah. There's a lot of them on this tour. They're not shame.
Right. So, what's going on with Strange Music? You guys got new talent coming or what?
Yes, we do, man. We just signed Big Scoob, my OG partner, man. Big Scoob. He came out with an album called Monsterific in May. You know what I mean? It was doing beautifully. You know, he has a smash hit on there called Salu. It's a drinking song. It's perfect.
Nice.
You know what I mean? We signed a guy from the from Sacramento by the name of Brother Lynch Hung. His album is going to be called Dinner in a Movie.
Doesn't he have an album out before? He's had an album out.
A gang of them, you know, back in the day, man. Sizzling. He's hardcore lyricist, man. You know what I'm sizzling? And we just signed a guy by the name of Cognito. You know what I mean? And we're just moving. You know what I'm saying? It's moving like 24/7.
Right.
I just woke up.
Right.
We're moving.
I saw you guys a while ago in Denver with Critical Bill.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Are they still on your label?
They never was on my label.
They never was.
They were attempting.
Attempting to.
We were attempting to do it, but they found another situation that they liked more, I guess.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to be Strange Music. They all got Strange Music tats and everything.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And
that's a commitment to be back in
Atlanta. Those are my homeboys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, Paradise, they were cool.
Paradise deserves the world, you know?
Yeah. No, they were a good band, too. I think they fit well.
Totally.
I think the best thing I saw, though, was the Head P.E. Cottonmouth.
Yeah.
And that show at the Fillmore.
Yes,
man. It was just glorious, man. Glorious.
I can't wait to do that again, man.
Yeah, dude. If that ever happens again, I'm ready
Strange
for that
Noise,
shit.
Man. It's a brand.
That's one of my favorite Cottonmouth CDs right there. It's the Strange Noise tour right there.
Yeah, man.
It's a good one. All right, so here's a question you've probably been asked before, but I always like to ask you. What are your inspirations for doing what you do? You know, like
my inspiration, my children. My son just turned 15 yesterday. My daughter turned 15 August 11th. And my youngest daughter, you know, Rainbow, she just turned 10 March 25th. Nice. You know what I mean? Just wonderful days, man. You know what I mean? And they're the biggest Tech N9ne fans I know. They're so proud of me. They brag about me to their teachers and their schoolmates. And I plan for happiness with them, man. You know what I'm saying? We go to Magic Mountain. We go to Knott's Berry Farm. We're going to the Bahamas and the Virgin Islands in January, man. You're just trying to really show them that what you can do if you do something positive like music. Even if the message is not positive, music is a positive thing when you can get people to move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can generate revenue being yourself.
Right.
So they're my big inspiration. And to show out for my fans also.
Right.
Because if it wasn't for my fans, I couldn't do what I do for my children.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when you said you were married to your fans.
Totally.
I saw you in concert.
I don't even wear my ring no more because of it.
Damn.
I used to wear two rings, you know what I'm saying? One for my wife and one for the fans. Nice. But it starts swelling my finger up. I'm like, fuck this.
Nice.
It means the ring wasn't supposed to be on my finger, I guess.
Yeah, hey. If it's saying
I guess the ring is supposed to be around my neck because I'm a dog.
Like a collar.
There you go.
So, what does hip-hop mean to you in general?
Hip-hop means to me young people coming up out of poverty doing something positive like music.
Right.
You know, and it's such a beautiful thing because music is an option.
Right.
If you have talent, if you don't have talent. Some people on radio don't really have that much talent.
This is true.
But I don't trip on that because it's a beautiful thing when they can take care of their children as opposed to being in the streets selling crack or whatever,
weed.
You know what I mean? It's a positive thing to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just did Rock the Bells and KRS-One was on there and he's the teacher of hip hop.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
Five elements of hip hop, break dancing, pop locking, DJing, MCing, and graffiti.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a beautiful thing when you can take something from the street and everybody embraces it, man. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is love to me, man. You know what I'm saying? Without it, I would be somewhere bad.
Right.
I'll put it like that. Right. I don't want to sound too negative, but
sure.
Without this music thing, man, without hip-hop, man, I would be somewhere really, really bad.
For sure.
I do, because I have a rebel state of mind and my heart and everything, and everything I do it to the fullest. You see what I'm doing? I do this without video or radio. Just imagine if I had video and radio.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They say I'm the number one independent artist in the world.
Yeah.
Just imagine if I was on TV and radio, what else I'd be number one at?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so Tech N9ne movement is like Fight Club to me, you know what I'm saying? And I'm Tyler Durden, you know what I'm saying? It's like an underground movement.
That's nice.
You know, when you walk into Houston's or whatever, the cooks would just point at you like, yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't serve the soup.
Underground movement, man. And
right.
It's bubbling over into the mainstream, man. You know, I'm sizzling, and they're going to have to see me.
Right.
Because my quest is to get it to the rest of the world.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
So what are the negative aspects of hip-hop?
Negative aspects of hip-hop. The same negative aspects in life. Drugs. You know, I'm sizzling. I almost died. 15 pills in one night. I've been clean for like 3.5 years.
Nice.
You know, the same negative aspects in life, man. You know what I'm sizzling? Prostitution. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Death. You say the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? You might get your head cut off. Such is life.
Yeah.
Not just hip hop.
For sure.
Rock and roll, whatever.
So it comes back to the whole thing, art reflecting life, basically.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
The art reflects the life.
Exactly.
So, you know, going back to industry and stuff like that, and I've asked you this on the phone, but we always ask this. How do you feel about music piracy in general?
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
If you have good music, they can download it all they want to.
Right.
Man, I just put KOD on MySpace.
Yep.
The whole entire album.
Yep.
A week before it came out, dude.
Yep.
Fuck it. Let them preview it.
Right. Exactly.
If your shit ain't bunk, maybe they'll buy it.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm sizzling?
Exactly.
If they believe in your shit.
It sucks to have to buy a whole album because you like one song only to find out the rest of the album sucks, you know?
That's how cocky we are, man. We don't give a fuck about that piracy shit.
Yep.
Well, I mean, no, I don't.
Most of the money, to me, from what I've experienced when asking other artists that question, you know, is just the touring is where the money's at anyway.
It is.
Know, the CD sales, they're there, and they help the label. But,
yeah.
But as far as the artist goes itself in the grand scheme of things, it's
exactly.
The touring, you know.
But, you know, it's been proven that they still buy albums, man. You know what I'm sizzling?
Yeah,
you definitely. Still got, look at Lil Wayne, what he did his first week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm sizzling? So it's like, it's out there, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You just got to do a product with volume, man. You got to do a product with depth. Well, it don't have to be deep or whatever, right. You know what I'm saying? But it got to... You have to be an individual, you know what I'm saying? And you can't be anybody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm sizzling? And if they sense that, Dead Press said, if you're a liar, liar, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a wire, I'm going to know it when I play it.
Right.
It's real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You just actually got to do you. We don't give a fuck if they download our shit. We don't give a fuck. We'll put it out there for them. Here you go.
Right.
Listen to that shit. Tell me what you think. Go buy it if you like it.
Right.
And it's a proven fact.
So how do you feel about pirate radio?
I fucking love pirate radio because I can say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Yep.
It's like regular radio. I have to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a big listening base, man. Right? But fuck them.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, pirate radio is so wonderful.
It's an open avenue for sure.
If I had a young lady right here right now, I could tape. Y'all can tape me the audio of me fucking the shit out of her.
Could.
And it'd be legal. Well,
in your world, that's right.
You
in our world, it's perfectly legit.
So the reason I'm saying that I use that because I like to be 100% real,
right?
And I can use greater restraint. You know what I'm saying, when we're on the clear station,
clear channel stations
or whatever, and you know, because everybody's listening. But I want to say fucking shit from time to time.
We all do.
Tits and ass. You know what I'm saying?
Titch and ass shouldn't even be bad.
Motherfucking
words.
Shit, goddamn asshole. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, like the FCC. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can say dick if you're talking about somebody's name. Bitch if you're talking about a female dog.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Shit that.
Pussy if you add it with Willow.
Yeah.
<you
know>? That's funny, dude. But I dig pirate radio.
Yeah.
I think it's a movie about to come out.
Yeah. A pirate about Europeans. First rock and roll pirate radio station.
And I was interested.
Yeah, definitely.
And they actually are in a pirate boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And they still get stopped by their version of the FCC or
man. That's incredible.
Yep.
So I'm with you 100%.
So where do you see yourself, Tech, in about 3 years, 2012? Where do you see
3 years, 2012, cooked by the sun.
Cooked by the sun, huh?
Yeah.
The end, huh?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
But I doubt it. I'm probably going to go somewhere where the sun is hottest.
Right.
You know what I mean?
With a beach.
I'm going to go, like, you'll find me in St. Thomas somewhere with my children.
Nice.
Or you'll find me in Hawaii, finally, because I've been trying to go all my life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You ain't never been to Hawaii?
No. They won't let me come there. They say I'm a riot maker, so we're going to get somebody. Booyah Tribe been saying to me, Gotti and everybody and Cobra and Gangsta Red, they told me, they're going to get me down there to Hawaii, man. And I believe Gotti when he said it. This is Booyah Tribe talking to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I'm going to get down there and do a show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm sizzling? If the promoters down there stop being punks and realize that I do music that people want to bang to, not bang to, like beat people up to, you know what I'm saying? Maybe sometimes, but like bounce to, you know what I'm saying? Or mosh to, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even get that because other hardcore artists been there.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. So I don't know why they so scared of me, homie. But you're going to find me somewhere on the island with my children, man. That's what I want to do.
Nice.
I say it at the end of Show Me a God. I said, what's going to be done in 2012 when hell's going to be when the earth aligns with the sun? Show me a God. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
We'll see. I guess all their calendars are pointing toward that date.
Yeah.
What do you see yourself in 2012? Cooked by the sun?
Hopefully not. Either that or zombie apocalypse. I'll live with that one.
Zombie land. I just saw that, man.
Yeah, me too. That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it, dude.
It was good. It was good.
I liked it, man.
A little too much teenage love story going on. But,
You got to expect that.
Yeah.
You got to expect that.
Yeah. Got to sell your tickets.
A badass bitch rob you.
Right.
Twice, you know what I'm saying? And she's driving you like this bitch is kind of gangster.
Right.
I would want to fuck.
Right.
I would. I'm like, you jack me, And I'm a gangster too. Right. And you jack me, that turns me on.
Right.
Either I'm going to beat you up or fuck the shit out of you. No, I'm joking. I never hit a woman.
At the same time.
In my whole life, I've never hit a woman and I never will.
I never could. Oh, shit. Well, that's about all the questions I got for you.
It's all good, man. Actually,
I'm glad, you know, came to come down here. I'd love to do this again with you. I'd like to get some of the new talent hitting Strange Music as well, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, I can bring Chris Calico up here right now.
Well, let's bring him up, man. All right, say hello.
Hold on. I said, Calico. He said, he looks back there. Reflect. Your voice for the parties. That's a Beetlejuice joke.
Is a cut in the house, too?
Cut's on the other bus.
Ah, I don't know where they are. Nice, nice.
They're all around here somewhere. Nice. We're going to get drunk.
Who's opening with you guys?
Oh, man. It's Stevie Stone from St. Louis. It's Glasses Malone from Cali. You know what I'm saying? It's Slaughterhouse from everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And this is Chris Calico from the depths of heaven.
I was about to say. The depths of what?
What's up,
Cali,
guys?
Baby? What's happening, man?
How much, man? Good to see you again. We interviewed on the phone, actually.
Yes,
before.
Sir.
How are you doing, man? How's life treating you?
Good, man. Just doing what we do on the road, man. Yep. Like normal. It's like normal life to us, you know? A couple of the guys who are newer to touring, I was like, man, you guys are going to drive through the snow? And I'm like, yeah, that's what we do, man. This is an occupational hazard, man, weather, you know? So we're here, man, and we're ready to tear the roof off.
Yeah, we actually got
it. Fire radio so you can say suck my dick.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want. It's
yeah,
all
okay,
all
right.
So, you just came out with Genius, right?
Yep.
Yep. How was that?
It was good, man. It debuted like number 3 album in the country, number 3 rap album in the country, number 12 R&B album in the country, man.
Nice.
So I was really proud of that. But, you know, I'm never satisfied. I'm looking for number 1
right
all the time because I don't think that there's anything in hip-hop that's like that album.
Yeah.
And when a lot of people say, like, I'm going to change the game with this and all that, but they don't have, like, game-changing material. Like, that album is game-changing material,
right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? When you run, when you go rap, R&B, reggae, rock, and all of that on one album, I mean, there's nothing like that anywhere.
Right.
Hip-hop or otherwise, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm never satisfied until it's, like, number 1, you know?
You got more in the works?
Yeah, I'm working on a new album. Nice. I'll be working on a new album in February. Yeah. I'm already working on it. I already started working on it like way in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what title?
It's called the Shock Treatment.
Shock Treatment.
Shock
nice.
Treatment.
It was between the son of Sam.
Both of those.
His father's name
is
Sam. And his
and my name is Sam, too.
Yeah, son of Sam.
Michael Sam.
Between,
like, all those ideas.
Well, it was one called Water.
Really,
that's dope. It says Wild.
Misunderstood.
You know what I'm sizzling? And I think Shock Treatment is the one that stuck out. Because Walking Water is dope. Son of Sam, I love Son of Sam. That's so dope.
Nice, nice.
So, you know.
I like the, my favorite single off Genius is probably Misunderstood, the one we have to make
yeah,
up
yeah, yeah,
either
yeah.
that or Chip Off Your Soldier. That
yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It was like, I produced both of those, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't play anything, so I have my producer, like, play all the stuff, but Michael Seven Summers, but, like, a lot of those ideas have come out of my head, man. I really like being able to put it together like that. Misunderstood, I was actually watching an infomercial about the Munsters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, if you listen to Misunderstood, the instruments, I like a lot of them are similar to the instruments in the Munsters, like the Gibson hollow body guitar and the drums and the little organ in the back. The planet is the same Munsters like organ that's going, you know what I'm saying, in the Munsters theme song. And so I just came up with this beat, called my dude, and was like, hey, man, I got this beat in my head, man, but I want you to YouTube the Munsters theme song,
right.
And then call me back, and I'm gonna tell you how to do this beat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, man, it came out good, man.
I
real
just got a
sound.
Weird text from one of my homegirls. Says, I was wondering if you would like to be my pimp. Money sucks balls out here, and I need a leg up. So what do you say?
You gonna work that there?
Nah, I ain't no pimp.
That's fucked up.
I'm a player, but I ain't no pimp.
All right.
Look at that,
shit.
Man.
That's fucked up.
You know what name that's
You can refer
there.
To me.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Or me.
That is some made up shit, man.
Yeah.
That's what you call a popular fan base, man.
That's a weird
A real thing, though.
Yeah.
Because I already, when I saw her last time, I thought she might be hoeing.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy. So, see, when I was, we were talking about the negative aspects
of life.
Yeah, there's
prostitution, man, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
That they would think that I could be the one. I mean,
like
I can see why they would say I would be the one because I'm real charismatic, you know. But my stepfather was a Muslim, and he told me when I was like 15 or something, he said we were watching TV, and he was real strict Muslim too. You know, my mom married him when I was 12. You know?
Right, right.
And he's looking at TV, and it was a pimp on it. He looked at me and like, if you ever turn out to be a pimp, I'll hunt you down myself and I'll kill you. I'll be like, okay.
Damn.
So, nah, I ain't gonna be no pimp.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's not like you even talk about that shit, dude. Like,
Chris, on the other hand, you know, he got the outfits.
What I meant to, I was wearing like silk outfits, like silk shirts, silk pants.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like fluorescent purple and like purple alligator shoes.
Right,
and, like,
right.
And I actually tried to pimp before, man.
Really?
You know, this is something that nobody knows but probably this dude. But I actually tried to pimp before, man, and I didn't have the heart for it, man. It was a pimp in our town named Troy. You remember
right.
Troy?
Yeah.
Troy. Hey, man, matter of fact, he moved to Phoenix. I was probably we didn't see him. But there's a pimp named Troy, man, and his girls were like, you know, I guess he was a real pimp, like slapping them up and all that. And I was just a nice dude.
Yeah, yeah.
With the pimp clothes, and they were like, you know, you think you can manage us? And I'm like, cool, let's try it.
All right.
So we'd go do stripper parties, like private parties, and then when guys wanted to do the extra,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Afterwards, you know, I'd make the announcement, like, okay, here's what's going on, guys.
Right.
You're gonna do this, that, you know, and I just couldn't do it, man.
Right.
I'd have had a heart for it. I thought I did, but I didn't.
Right.
And these girls were young, like 18, 19.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This was a long time ago, too. And I was like, I can't do it. So I started, that's like right as I was starting to do music with him, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, so, right. So back
way I had to lay it down.
Nice. For sure. So, what's going on? Any compilations you guys working on with anything, buddy?
We just finished this album. I mean, it just came out. That was the last thing we did. We did my album, and we did Big School, Monsterific.
Yeah.
That already dropped, I think, in September 15th or something like that.
Nice.
And it's out. And we're going to jump in the studio on Cut Calhoun's album.
Nice, yeah.
And then in February, I'm working on my album, which supposed to be going overseas at that same time, so I'm not sure how that's going to work. But we did KOD while we did the Rock the Bell, so.
Yeah, yeah. How did Rock the Bells turn out? I didn't get to see that one.
No, it turned out pretty good. It was like what I said about it is like we were playing on somebody else's playground.
Yeah.
That wasn't really our crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was some of our fans there. Yeah. It was,
that's right. You were there.
Yeah. In some of the cities, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here. It was it wasn't too bad. And I love Red Rocks when we performed in Colorado, Red Rocks. So. It was cool though, you know. I think we gained fans. It was a little bit strenuous and a little bit different than what we normally do, like just going out on the weekends and coming back and recording during the week and then flying and going and doing it. So it's a little bit different than what we normally do because we used to like show after show after show after show like every night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So slightly different than what we did, but I think we gained fans because of it. I still see people coming to the meet and greets, and I go out after the shows and sign autographs, and they have Rock the Bells t-shirts. So
nice.
I think it was beneficial, though.
I think it opened the doors to a lot of new listeners for you
guys,
you know, for sure. So one last question, because this is curious. You guys played at Red Rocks with MERS before Rock the Bells. I think it was like maybe a month before Rock the Bells or something like that.
I don't know. We did two shows at Rock the Bells, remember? We did two that year. It was ours.
Yeah, it was your show.
He went on tour
with us.
And then Rock the Bell. That's
right. Psychology 101 tour, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So everyone was asking me, because I don't know if you guys can remember, but at that Red Rock show, Cut Calhoun couldn't, like, you guys kept going on the announcement system being like, well, Cut Calhoun, please.
We couldn't find him.
Really?
We couldn't find him.
We couldn't find him.
It was like a gimmick or what the fuck?
He was off the grounds.
Right.
With a chick.
Yeah. We couldn't find him.
And we was mad as hell because the everybody was waiting out there.
Yep. Yeah. Everybody's like, man, this is just a joke. They're just fucking with
no, us. No, nah. We couldn't find him.
It was an argument backstage. Right?
Yeah, it was. As soon as he walked in, he had to be ready and everything. We went straight on.
Right. Shit. Well, it turned out well. It was a good show.
Yeah. Thank you.